Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, urging you to check out all the valuable resources that I have for you on elderrage.com, where you can also see a list of my upcoming guests and where you can listen to all my archive programs. And I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, and we're discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, or maybe you never wanted to know, but we're afraid to ask. You know, if you're coping with caregiving right now, or you think it's just about to hit you over the head, let me tell you, this is the show for you. 54 million Americans are coping with caregiving right now. So please help me spread the awareness of this program by sending out an announcement to your email list or by posting a link on your website. Now stay tuned, because my next guests are coming on together from New Lifestyles Magazine. We're going to speak with Doug Frusella, Vice President and COO, and Jennifer Campbell, the Director of Online.
We have a tropical depression gaining real strength.
The most powerful force on Earth, the hurricane. Responsible for millions of dollars of damage and loss of life every year. The hurricane, a force to be feared, yet we'll look it right in the eye. We are the men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and our world-renowned hurricane hunters go above and beyond, flying directly into nature's most destructive force. We do it to gather the data that makes the difference between safety and disaster. We do it for our communities. We do it for our country. And you can do it too with the Air Force Reserve, because the hurricane hunters are just one of the many exciting careers available with the Air Force Reserve. It may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond. For information, call 1-800-257-1212.
Are you a business owner? Does it get a little lonely at the top some days? Are you grappling with decisions you would like to have behind you? Inner Circle of San Diego runs peer groups for business owners who deal with issues like these every day. Inner Circle peer groups provide a safe, helpful place to talk about challenges you can't always talk about elsewhere. With Inner Circle, you have your own personal group of peer advisors, people who understand, people you can respect and trust. We offer you a new way to look at your business and move past the limits of what you thought was possible. Check out our website at www.innercircleofsandiego.com or call 619-295-2899. Our peer groups meet in person in San Diego. For those of you who live elsewhere, we offer Inner Circle Direct, peer groups by phone, the same powerful group support over the phone. Inner Circle Peer Groups, better business, richer life. Join us today.
Sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm your host, Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage. And coming up next is Doug Frusella. He's Vice President and COO of New Lifestyles Magazine. He's been involved with the senior housing industry for over 10 years, and he's responsible for the company's strategic direction, including its recent move to Canada. We also have on the line, we'll be speaking with her right afterwards, Jennifer Campbell. She's the director of New Lifestyles Online, and she focuses on the internet strategy and implementation, and designing and marketing websites for seniors. Welcome, Doug. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Hi. Thank you.
Appreciate you having us on.
Yes. So tell everybody, I know, I just think you guys have the greatest product. Explain the founding of New Lifestyles and what its mission is all about.
Well, we back in 1987, the information that's out there now was virtually non-existent. And at the time, Les Blaser, the founder of New Lifestyles, who I believe you've met in the past, was needing to find care for his mother. He was frustrated with the lack of information. It basically turned into a phone book and a couple of tanks of gas trying to find some place that was right for his mother. And basically the idea clicked in his head, and he went from there. We started out locally here in Dallas with a couple of directories in the Dallas and Tarrant area, and then made the big move to California, which is one of our primary markets, if not our top market right now. And from there, we continue to expand the distribution and the mission of the company, which is to get free resource on senior housing and care to as many people that need it, both the individuals that need it and the families that are responsible for that care. We've expanded our distribution over the years through a combination of technology and personal contact, where we contact our primary distribution outlets once every 6 months to make sure the contacts are fresh, to make sure that they're getting the number of directories needed so that we're not letting them down on the distribution end. We've also, over the years, expanded the editorial content of our magazines to give the public and the families some advice on what level of care they're needing for themselves or for their loved one, the types of facilities are out there, where to get more information. We, in turn, have tried to turn ourselves into experts on information in the senior housing and care industry, not necessarily experts on the housing, because that's not our field, but experts in the information of that housing and care, where we've gone out and we speak at a lot of trade shows, we meet with hospitals, we meet with different trade groups, exhibit at all the trade shows that are relevant, and try to educate not only the public, but the facilities and the caregivers and social workers on the information and the resources out there. Because really the need for information, there's never too much information out there, but you do need some guidance on how to plow through that information and boil it down in something that can help you or your loved one.
That's great. You know, when I was going through it, my mom was in the nursing home for about 3 months, and I didn't know if we were going to be able to bring her home. Was I going to have to place her? I was like trying to find places. Where do I go? What do I do? And then somebody handed me your booklet, and I went, this is great. Why hadn't anybody shown me this before? Number one. And then it showed me all the facilities, you know, whether they were assisted, board and care, full nursing with dementia care, where they were, how many beds. It just had such a wealth of information on each place. It was so helpful to me, you know, to go around and check them out.
Yeah, and it's very interesting that the information and the types of facilities and the way that each state looks at their facilities is different on a state-to-state basis. So it's really important that we give individuals a starting point for each state or each region that they're in, so that they can visit those facilities, and because it's really, once you find two or three that you think are will suit you or your loved one, visiting and getting a feel for the atmosphere and the level of care there in that particular facility is really very, very important.
Yeah, and how many different counties are you in? Is it by county? Or?
Well, right now we're in 45 markets, okay, representing major metropolitan areas of the U.S., and we recently published our first directory in Canada. We've published a directory in the greater Toronto area. We're about to publish a directory that covers the bottom third of Ontario in the London-Windsor area, and we're planning 5 to 7 directories across Canada with our partner up there, Care Planning Partners, who have an online site up in Canada, thecareguide.com, doing basically the same thing as New Lifestyles Online.
So that's why you've moved the company up to Canada?
Well, we haven't moved the company. We found the partner up there in Toronto.
Oh, I see.
And we formed a joint venture with them, and we've spent a lot of time in Canada over the last 9 months forming the joint venture and getting everything in order. But we're going to stay here in Dallas for a while. We've got 30 or 35 people that would be very upset if we moved to Canada.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned the New Lifestyles magazine, the booklet in the body of the text of my book, and then I have you in the back and on my website. And I tell everybody about it. I said, I've given it to many people saying, this is where you're going to find all the resources for you. So, no, I just can't say enough about it. Tell everybody what makes your directory such a valuable tool. What other aspects of it?
Well, the main thing is that it's a good starting point and it's free. I mean, people can contact us. They can get as many as they want, whatever areas they want, if they're just browsing, because it's, as you know, it's very imposing when you're starting out and you want to kind of go into it at the speed you need to. Some people don't have that liberty, but when you do have the liberty and you know it's something that's going to be there in the next 6 to 12 months, you want to get information in front of you and have a nice starting place. Mm-hmm. Our directories are very easy to use. We've honed the directories over the years to make them, whether you want to search by areas, whether you want to search by level of care. And the thing that we've really started adding is more information to help in that search process, because there's a lot of confusion on the levels of care out there. CCRCs are becoming big, the big boom in assisted living, and just really looking at your needs or your loved one's needs and being able to match those with the facilities in our directory and say, okay, here's starting to narrow that search.
Mm-hmm. And I was surprised how many were that there were once I started going through your book list. I'm like, gosh, there's a lot of places.
It's amazing. We are a comprehensive guide. Whether people want to advertise in or not, we do put a comprehensive list of every facility. So when you look at those lists, we have basically anywhere from 400 to 900 facilities and providers in every directory.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the level of information and the number of facilities and providers, like you said, is pretty surmountable.
And you're updating them all the time, sounds like, from what you
said. We update every 6 months. We not only update our distribution, but we also update the facility list. We contact the states and get their freshest list of facilities so that when you pick up the directory, you know that those facilities are operating and they're where they say they are, and so that if you want to drive by and stop in, that you won't be met by an empty building or an address that doesn't exist.
And they don't they even include the not assisted living, but just senior housing?
It's the full scale. Everything
yeah.
from whether you're looking for a retirement community, an independent living apartment set up, assisted living, all the way through nursing to Alzheimer's, which is a large growing section of ours, along with the in-home care. Home care providers are coming to us a lot, and daycare also, as people are trying to keep their loved ones in their house with them, but they need some help, some guidance, but they want to try to maintain that family structure. So
mm-hmm.
the home care and the adult daycare providers are one of the faster growing segments of the senior care market right now.
Mm-hmm. So how, now you've started the online version, we're going to talk to Jennifer in a minute,
mm-hmm.
but how does the print versus the online, what's the difference? How do they complement or how are they different?
Well, the main thing with the online is really getting that information nationwide. The online source covers the entire country, not just the 45 markets that, because there are some geographical limitations to covering the whole country in print. Although we have everyone in our country volunteering to do the Hawaiian book that we haven't started yet.
Can I work on that one?
I think you're 32nd line, so if we get to you, no problem. So you can go, if you're looking in Maine or you're looking in Montana, we have comprehensive lists for those states. That information is updated. The information is updated more than every 6 months. And if you want to advertise online with us, we can have your ad up there in 24 hours.
Oh, that's good.
And we're maintaining that 24 hours a day. We really focus on customer service. And if facilities come to us or if individuals come to us with needs, they're right there on the web. And another thing that's important is we can put more information out there. In our directories, we have some standard information for looking at levels of care and what we have in there and how to find it and what's right, but there's a myriad of articles and other links that we do business with and that we're partnering with, and we have those links on our website so people can go to those and get different perspectives on care and find all kinds of information, even fun sites, different senior portals that have games on there and financial information and you name it, but we direct the individuals not only to care but to other safe, comfortable sites that they will enjoy and feel comfortable going to, because the internet for all ages and the senior population, which is one of the fastest growing segments of the internet use, everyone's intimidated by the internet. I still am myself. I'm leery going to some sites, but we make sure that there's sites that we've looked at and that we're comfortable with before we send any seniors or the family out there, and that's a benefit to them because they can feel comfortable with that.
And if you put all this information in the printed version, it'd be big as a phone book.
Exactly.
And that wouldn't be too user-friendly.
No.
Yes. Well, so, I've even told people, you're trying to get your parent, they live across country, and you're trying to convince them to move to assisted living or do something. Send them the new Lifestyles booklet first, a little gift, to start kind of looking around. And when you go out and visit, maybe bring it with you and get online and look and see what, let's just go kind of look in the area and see what's around. And so it's a good way to kind of start the conversation.
Exactly. And you can also send those links, over the internet. You can send links to home pages of different facilities and other information. And Jennifer's the expert in that area, so I'm not going to try to pose as the expert because she's the one that really knows about what's out there in the online world and, well, and how that benefits the user.
Well, let me ask her then. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So tell us, what type of information have you been working so hard to have available on this wonderful new website?
It really is a great website. As Doug said, we are fully comprehensive. Just like our print guides, New Lifestyles Online lists all state-licensed senior housing communities and care agencies nationwide. So, you know, a lot of people are amazed when they come up to me at the U-Trade shows and senior shows and say, oh, yeah, but you don't have anything because I live in wherever, Montana. Well,
right.
Yes, we do. We cover it on our website. As a matter of fact, we have a really great advanced search there to where people can narrow down their search for a certain level of care within a zip code, within a county, within a city. We can even do a proximity search, you know, 10 miles from my zip code, I want to find a nursing home.
That is great. You know, I have some friends that are up in, like, Moab, Utah.
Exactly.
And they're like, he's having to go up there to take care of his family all the time and trying to find services. I said, you know what, I'm going to get you the New Lifestyles website because I'll bet you they have something in Moab.
They do.
Or they're like, you know, 20 miles east or something over there, you know what I mean? So that is great. So for rural areas, another way to find resources.
Yes, and another thing, as Doug pointed out, was our website is just used so much. It's so helpful for people nowadays. The families are so spread out across the country. So it's very helpful when, you know, the son in California is having to try to place the mom who lives in Texas with the sister in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, where are they going to move her to? Are they going to leave her in Texas? You know, you can get on and search all three areas. Find the options available, start narrowing it down, and talk to some people, and then also send that information along to other family members so everyone can be involved, but being in their where they live.
Everybody on the same page. Did you see this? Did you see that?
Exactly.
Send them information. Now, if this is free, how do you guys, Mark, how do you fund this? You get advertisers, of course?
Yes, we are advertiser funded.
And so how should, if somebody's listening to this and they want to get involved, because they should be advertising in here, how can they do that?
Well, they can contact us either through the website, which is newlifestyles.com. They can contact us there. We have an email form there. Or they can, of course, call us. Our 800 number is 1-800-869-9549.
And another thing, Jacqueline, we also on our website, we have pictures of all of our sales representatives for each of the areas. So a facility administrator or marketing director can go on there and say, okay, here I am in Pennsylvania, and they look up and see Bill Porter's name, and it has his direct email and also direct number, and they can call Bill, and he can give them all the information on joining us in our Philadelphia directory or any of the other East Coast books that he handles.
Well, you guys have really done a great job. Boy, was this needed. How long have you been doing this? When did this start? Because I discovered it about 5 years ago. How long had you been doing it since then? Before that, or?
Well, the directory kicked off in 1987.
87, okay.
And then the website, Jennifer?
I believe 1995.
Wow.
Yes, we were one of the first senior housing sites on the web.
So it's really, really exploding for you.
Yes.
So we've got to get the visibility out there so people know it's available. What kind of advertisers do you have on there? All kinds, I bet.
Oh, yes, every level of care and from every area. We do have, you know, of course, people that aren't covered in our print areas. Of course, we're going to have more probably facilities and more information listed in the larger metropolitan areas. But we have everything from all the senior housing care options through lots of services.
Fantastic.
Long-term care, et cetera.
We're out of time. Thank you so much. Let's spread the word. We will get you people to know about you. It's a wonderful, wonderful book and website.
Okay. Well,
thanks, Doug. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage. Please stay with us. We're going to be back with more Coping with Caregiving. And don't forget, you can listen here online to all my Coping with Caregiving programs and listen on Saturdays from 3 to 5 Pacific Time. We'll be right back.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Quant9 Software has specialized in the development of investment software for computerized investors since 1985. The first version of their popular software was a DOS version, and Quant9 has focused on growing right along with technological advances, always on the cutting edge. The program is now known as NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper. Designed by professional money managers, this software provides investors with extensive investment tracking tools. From investment record keeping and educational tools to tax decision making and preparation, Quant9's NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper provides portfolio management solutions for all investors at www.quantixsoftware.com. That's www.quantixsoftware.com.